علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the second sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam he gives some explanation with regards to the actual situation of the communities at that time that led to the coming of the messengers and the prophets. And we discussed and came to this conclusion that the actual problem were spiritual problems that led to those material problems of that community, of those communities. And it was not that the prophets just came to solve some material issues of the community, they saw there was some material problem and they came to just solve that through belief. In other words, some of the people with wrong understanding, with wrong beliefs, they say that these prophets and messengers were just a result of sociological circumstance, which is absolutely not correct. And we discussed that previously, that it is actually the thoughts of the people, those spiritual problems that people have in their hearts, that actually lead to those social problems or social and political difficulties in the community. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the prophets came to block and fill this vacuum that was created because of these misguidances and these spiritual maladies. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Coming back to our topic, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that how did the messengers come and solve these problems, these spiritual problems? They brought books of guidances, they came with a religion, and all of them was in the direction that وَاحْتِجَاجًا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. They came with these things as arguments, very clear arguments for people to come out on the state of confusion. And if you notice, the guidance and you can say the arguments of the prophets were very simple yet potent. The arguments of the prophets were very simple but potent. They would clearly identify those problems and they knew exactly what to speak when and to whom. And this was something amazing that was there in the prophets and messengers of God. Their arguments were very clear. They didn't come with complicated you can say, arguments that, let's say, philosophers would come and give. Of course, that doesn't mean we are against philosophy. Philosophy is a way of thinking. It's a tool that allows you to think in the right way. It gives you that ability to understand and analyze the realities of this world in a correct manner. It is something very nice. It's a good tool for people who want to understand deeper about this world. But to just answer some few questions about the reality of this world and about the problems that exist in this world and how to come out of those spiritual maladies, that required simple, clear-cut arguments. Of course, deep. There were clear-cut arguments that were also simple, but they had a deeper dimension that could be sought by people who really want to seek it. And, some people today, they come to this conclusion that, you don't need to study philosophy and logic and all of these. These are from Aristotle and Plato and all of that. Unfortunately, these people, I feel that they don't have good taste with regards to reality. They don't understand that these discussions of philosophy are not something that you can say are within the teachings of Islam. No, there are some things that are supposed to be an introduction to understand your religion. Because in philosophy, they teach you how to think, how to use your intellect in the right way. They guide the intellect in the correct manner. It's the way the intellect thinks is natural. It's a natural process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in us. But to put it in a right order, to structure it in the correct manner and keep it in a structured form, really helps people to understand in a better manner. And that's what these philosophers did. And of course, the Muslim philosophers, they came and upgraded it. They multiplied it and they turned it into a very vast subject that today, alhamdulillah, in the Hawza of Qom and the Hawzas of the Shia world around, they teach this important subject that is of clear, significance for the perfection of community and their thoughts.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we say that the prophets came with these clear arguments. These clear arguments are the ones that actually bring change in the communities. If you look at, for example, just in the recent age when the Islamic Revolution came, for example, Imam Khomeini didn't come with a very big philosophical discussion about, the harms of dictatorship and how dictatorship is causing people to become just stooges and they can't think and all that. He did come with a deep philosophical discussion regarding, the sociological circumstances and how we need to come out of this and all. Imam Khomeini came with clear arguments. He told the people that, look, your religion is in danger. It is very clear. You're seeing when these dictators are in power, they do not allow you freedom to believe in the right way and to act in the correct manner. See what has happened to your morals. See where you're going. Is this really that path that was taught to you by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran? The people recognized it. It was not something confusing. It was not a deep philosophical discussion. People are ready to understand simple arguments which are clear-cut, which can go deeper if a person seeks it. People do that, and if really communities become in a state of misguidance and confusion, if someone is able to give these clear-cut arguments and these clear-cut guidances in this manner, then definitely that person will be doing something prophetic. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us in the path of guidance. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه